The sign of the cross, that movement of touching head and heart and shoulders, of praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, of telling our unsuspecting waitress or cousin that we still practice the whole Catholic thing, probably began a bit more simply. A mark on the forehead, like we hear in the book of Revelation, giving way to a wider, more aerobic practice. Early Christian writer Tertullian observed in the 3rd century, in all our travels and movements, in all our coming in and going out, in putting on our shoes, at the bath, at the table, in lighting our candles, in lying down, in sitting down, whatever employment occupies us, we mark our foreheads with the sign of the cross. A bit more common in our own day and a bit less active than Tertullian's is to see the sign of the cross when passing a church, when hearing a siren, when beginning a prayer. I also find myself reflexively making our Catholic elbow shoulder stretch heading down West Esplanade in Metairie, just as I pass Wilson Drive, a little before Power Boulevard. Sure, that is around where there is a Presbyterian church, but even Tertullian didn't cross himself around those. For one, they weren't around in the 200s. It's also where my truck and a trailer and an intersection recently came together. I was moving some furniture a few months ago and borrowed a friend's trailer. It didn't come with those somewhat important backup chains that probably should go from trailer neck to the undercarriage of a truck, but the ball and hitch seemed set, pulling along as they should. Except, of course, there's a reason why I'm telling this story, which ends in the right lane of West Esplanade and began with a hard metal to concrete thump about a block earlier. Thankfully, no one was around when trailer popped free. Thankfully, no permanent damage was done. Thankfully, my adrenaline has now eventually dropped after dragging a trailer a bit down a Metairie side street. And thankfully, my sign of the cross there is a thankful one for lessons learned and harm avoided for myself, really for others, for God's presence then and there. As we begin our Advent season, we begin with a story like this and with the sign of the cross, beginning today by growing this month in awareness. Today, Isaiah encourages walking in the light of the Lord. Stumbling in the darkness, we could imagine, would be the opposite of that. St. Paul calls us to awaken from sleep, not closed-eyed and snoring. Jesus plots a plan to be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. Put it all in a word, and Advent calls us to awareness, to be aware, to resist being unaware about the proper functioning of a hitch and trailer, sure, but even more than that, the sign of the cross says to ourselves in a quick trigger prayer that we are in God's presence, that I am aware of my relationship with the divine community, that God has been there before and will be here again. It might strike us on some level as superstitious, certainly walking around, constantly crossing ourselves will only serve to strengthen our right rhomboid muscle and probably puzzle every person we interact with. But rightly expressed, the sign of the cross is a bold Advent act. I am aware I am in God's presence. God be near. God show yourself again in positive moments, in happy moments, when we wake up on a Sunday morning and hear about another 11-person shooting. So we can find the secondary action, the effect, we can say, but What about the cause to get us in motion? How can we commit ourselves this month to take up the direction of our readings and grow in awareness? What can deeply move our internal state to produce that little external action? First, I would say, let's start Advent with that desire. God, help me to grow in awareness of you. Make that something the beginning, the end, the middle of your day. Secondly, what's something that helps to put you in that state? Again, I'm not suggesting you make pilgrimage daily to West Esplanade and Power Boulevards, but I am suggesting that there are similar spiritual touchstones for you, a person or place, an action or thought that might take a little while to explain to someone else, but will bring you right back into God's gaze. We know of all that will be grabbing for our attention this month. May we commit ourselves from the beginning to seek the gift of awareness, the grace of periodic resting in God's presence. It doesn't have to begin with any trailer accidents, but it just may end with the sign of the cross.